Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air. Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Come on, kids, let's go.
Two.
Start the show. Start the show.
One.
I just wrote down Hoss video of butt. Okay? Just before the end of the show, just look at me and say Hoss video of butt.
Booty. So those are the first words that come out for this show.
Appropriate.
We'll just title the show Hoss video of butt.
Nice.
What are we doing here? Episode 33?
Three.
Episode 33. So two shows this week.
Yes.
Everybody's right. Excited.
Possibly three. We talked about maybe doing one while you're loopy.
Oh, we are. We're going to come back and do that one because I'm having surgery in a couple days.
Yep.
So we are going to do that one. We're supposed to be doing two shows a week every week. And, you know,
life gets in the way.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm comfortable talking about this with you guys and like with the audience because sometimes I feel like they're here with us. The thing is, a lot of podcasters, I guess, only do like a 22-minute show because apparently that's how long people listen to the radio. For me, it is just not natural to do a 22-minute show.
No, there's too much to talk about.
There is too much to talk about. And so the people who help represent some of the national ads that run on the show and stuff are like, instead of doing one big show every week, you need to do two smaller shows.
All right.
And my brain cannot function that way. And I don't think that our listeners, like a podcast listener, is the same as a regular radio listener. Mm-hmm. I think that podcast listeners set aside time in their day to listen.
Yeah, I don't want to say it's passive listening, but I think a lot of podcast listeners are probably listening at work.
I think that our listeners, and I would love to hear from you guys. You guys can email me, heykelly@kellymano.com, because we are learning as we go. We are making decisions as we go with this show, and it is natural for me to sit down and do a 1-hour show.
Yeah.
That seems like a good amount of time for us to talk about what we did that week, something in the news, interview a guest, do something stupid, put a big bow on it, and then we're done. I don't think that the Kelly Mano listener is listening on the way to work in the car. I think that they're listening at work. I think they're listening at home when they're cleaning their house. And I think that they're listening when they're at their computer.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just me being like naive or biased, but I think that my listeners listen for longer than 22 minutes.
I would think so.
I think that if I make an hour long show, I think that my listeners get through the whole hour. If I'm wrong, tell me.
Yeah.
If you listen to the show and you're like, oh my God, Kelly, the show's just so damn long, I can't get through it. Let me know. And we'll try to break it up into two shows.
Well, I've been, you know, before I did this, I co-hosted a blues hockey one, and we tried to do about an hour. And you and I have both guest appeared on Real Spoilers.
Right.
And that's about an hour.
Correct.
So it's not like we're breaking the mold here by going an hour.
No. And, number one, I've never been one to follow rules. And that's kind of always been the recipe to my success. And anything I've done is I just do whatever feels natural to me. It does not feel natural for me to do a 20-minute show.
No. 5 minutes. I mean, by the time we got through our intro, we'd be done.
Yeah, that's like the first segment.
Right. And so I had an interview with one of the national press agencies, and he assumed that we were a radio show that then podcasted our show. He's like, so you're a radio show, right? You just then put it on a podcast. And I'm like, no. I'm like, it's just a podcast. And he's like, well, then why do you go to break? And I'm like, because that's what people did in the 90s when I was a DJ. Yeah. Like that, it feels normal to me to stop the show, go take a pee, regroup, see what we're going to do next.
Well, and I think it also helps transition from topic to topic.
Yeah.
You know, it gives the audience stopping points.
Yeah. So if I'm wrong, and if all of my listeners out there are like, this show is too long, you know, I don't get to finish it because I drive to work and then I have to get out of my car, you know, maybe we'll rethink it, because to me, I don't really care what any statistics, I can't say the word.
There you go. Well, I don't know what you're trying to say.
You can't read my mind yet?
No,
damn it.
I thought I did, but I have no idea what word. Statistics?
Yes. I'm not drunk. Okay. I can't say it. I don't care with what.
Statistic.
Say, I care what the Kelly Mano audience says.
Sure.
And so I would love to find out from you guys what you think of the show. Did you know that we were a question at a trivia night last weekend?
No, we weren't.
Yes, we were. Somebody put it, hey, Jimmy, or what's your name, Gary?
Yes.
Go ask Jimmy if that girl on Facebook ever responded to him.
Okay.
Go find him.
Wow.
Yeah, somebody was at a trivia night this weekend, and the question was...
I was going to say, it's either dinosaurs or poop-related.
It was this St. Louis podcaster sent what to Stan Kroenke, you know, during a trivia night, and they got it right.
That's awesome.
Okay, I can see it right now. She hasn't wrote back yet, but I'm going to find out.
All right.
That was awesome.
That's cool.
We're a trivia question.
That's awesome.
We haven't even had a show in a year.
Once Alex Trebek starts talking about us, I'll feel like we've accomplished something.
We're freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mean to, like, whip it out, but I've heard other podcasts. And
oh, I know.
We're pretty awesome.
We haven't done, like, one entire break yet about action figures or
no
sci-fi movies.
No. Not, and it's not going to happen. We did already talk about something really, really creepy. So Hawes is single now.
Yes.
And I guess do single people like sending pictures of each other's body parts to each other? Is that really a thing?
I will say that in the last, what's it been now, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
I have received a handful of semi-clothed pictures from various women.
Well, and I see some of them because you show me. Because
it's awesome.
And I'm like your sister or something. I don't know. I wouldn't show my sister that. But you show me these things. Now, do you like reciprocate and like send them one back?
No, because
if you do, that's freaking gross.
No, here's my whole philosophy when it comes to the whole sending pictures.
But is that like when somebody buys you a drink, you don't buy one back?
Right, no.
Like, she's like, here's my boobs, and if you're not like, here's my wiener, then you're mean?
But the difference is, the female body is really, really...
Beautiful.
The male body is functional.
Not so much.
Yeah.
I agree with you 110%.
There's nothing like... gorgeous about dude junk.
Right.
Like, outdoor plumbing is not attractive.
No, and even like the super muscly guys, like girls look at that and think like, oh, like he looks really hot, but it's different in like a he looks hot and like a sexual hot thing.
Yes.
And so do you just write back and say nice boobs?
Thank you. There's usually a lot of thank yous. I mean, obviously, you have to throw a compliment back. Well, you have to, or like, you know.
Does that mean
the faucet's going to get shut off, and you're not going to get any more in the future?
Does that mean she likes you?
I don't know. I guess. Would just want to be like, hey, check these out. I don't know. Heard you were single. Maybe you could use some new material. I don't know.
That is so bizarre.
Yeah, it's like, you know, think about it. It's the adult version of the kindergarten thing when the girls hit the boys in
show
the yard.
Show and tell.
You know,
oh my God.
You know, that means they like them.
All right, but now the real reason why I showed you these pictures wasn't necessarily the subject matter of the picture. It was something that I discovered by getting these pictures.
Which has completely freaked me out. If you have an iPhone, listen the hell up.
All right. So have you noticed now with a lot of the iMessage pictures, when you get a picture, before you enlarge it, like when you're looking at the thumbnail of it, there's a little like white circle in the top left corner. And I've been getting them for like a month or so.
It must be a new operating system, I bet.
It's got to be. When you open those pictures up, if you press and hold on the picture, you get essentially, I would say, 2 to 3 seconds of video. And it's enough to see, like in the case of the one butt picture,
right,
her trying to get the right angle for the butt picture and snapping it, and then her starting to move the camera away.
Right. And these people,
I don't think people know this. They know. You're not just sending a snapshot. Like, it's a very short,
yes,
like at most 3 second video. It doesn't appear to have audio.
No.
But it's a little disconcerting, like, because you think you're sending a picture to someone and you're really kind of sending a little mini movie.
Because what if you're like trying to take a selfie and you're on the toilet?
Yep.
And like the first second of the video is like your nether regions.
Yeah.
And then you bring the camera up to your face to take the said selfie.
Yeah.
And so this girl who was sending Hoss her naked pictures didn't know that he's getting like a 3 second video of every time she sent it.
Yeah.
So if you're sending pictures to people on your iPhone, and if you have this new iOS, they're getting.
We're assuming it's the iOS. I don't know.
I don't send pictures to anybody of me in my bra and underwear. I'm not too worried about that, but it's very creepy to me.
Yeah, I had no idea. I noticed all of a sudden about a month or so ago, every once in a while, when people would send me pictures, there'd be a little dot in the corner. And I was like, what is that?
Well, just another reason to get Android instead of iPhone.
Oh, no. God, no. But why wouldn't... I'm looking through my pictures to see if I have any recent pictures. Why wouldn't...
I don't know if it's maybe something new on the 6S, or what? If it's a new iOS thing, or what it is, but...
I don't know why the iPhone people, Apple, would not... really make this well known.
Yeah.
Like, hey, from now on, every time you take a picture,
yep,
you know, you're sending a video.
Yeah.
So are you going to tell her? Or are you just going to?
I don't know.
You know, if she's got a crush on you, she might listen to the show.
Maybe. Maybe.
So there you go.
Chances are good.
We can.
Maybe I just told her. Surprise.
Hey, she looked good. So,
oh, yeah,
I
no,
mean,
she's rocking. She's great.
Video or picture. I mean, she got nothing to be ashamed of.
Uh-uh.
So I just want to warn people. So there you go. Hoss butt video. We covered it.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Well, literally.
We will be right back. Episode 33 of The Kelly Mano Show.
I need a body bag.
Oh, yeah.
Booty,
rocking everywhere. I love that song.
She finally found a job
that doesn't require a bra. The Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
Ting drinking is very bad. Yo, I got a fake ID, though. Yeah. Two-step with me. One, here comes the two to the three to the four. Everybody drunk out on the dance floor. Baby girl ass jiggle like she want more. Like she a groupie and I ain't even no tour. Maybe cause she heard that I rhyme hardcore. Or maybe cause she heard that I buy out the stores. Bottom of the ninth in the city got the score. If not, I gotta move on to the next.
You are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast. So, you know, the Kelly Mano Podcast is taking over the world.
So I've
it's
heard.
Like Mano World domination.
It really is.
And so I was looking into getting a billboard for us. You
really?
Know? Yeah, I really was.
All right.
So I called this billboard guy. I got this name
They're
and number.
Not cheap.
No, and he hung up on me. He thought I
really?
Was he thought I was a prank because I was like, hey, Bob the Billboard, because that's how he was, you know, his name was given to me.
Sure.
So we're going on over rates and stuff, and then I'm like, I said, can you like cuss on a billboard? And he's like, really? He's like, what kind of cuss word? I'm like, oh, I don't know. I haven't thought of it yet. But, you know, I'm like, if I wanted to cuss, can I cuss? And he's like, I don't know. He's like, is that a serious question? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, and I said, can I get on the billboard? I'm like, he goes, what do you mean? I'm like, can I climb and get on it? And he goes, is this some kind of joke? And then I'm like, no, I'm dead serious. Can I get on the billboard if I wanted to? Like
we could do a show from
the
billboard.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And he's like, this isn't funny. I don't have time for this. And he hung up on me.
I mean, I would imagine with as much crazy crap that radio does with billboards, these can't be questions that he hasn't been asked before.
No.
Who did you call?
Bob the Billboard guy.
Who is that? Like what company?
He's the brother of Bob the Builder.
Ah, yes.
Can we build it?
Yes, we can.
Can you live on it? Hell no, stupid. Is this a prank call?
Well, like most of them here in the St. Louis area are owned by Drury.
No, then, no.
What?
This is Bob the Billboard guy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Right.
But he apparently we can't cuss on it and live on it. So,
okay.
So he did not think I was funny at all. It was a very awkward conversation.
Yeah, well, I had a conversation about a year ago about trying to put Clockwork on a billboard.
Yeah.
And their whole thing was, he was like, yeah, well, back in the day, we used to do a lot of radio stunts. And
yeah.
I'm thinking, well, yeah, our buddy Billy Greenwood was on them like for weeks.
Right, and I didn't even really want to live on it. I don't want to do something that somebody else has already done. Can I get on it? Like, that was just a normal question that came out of my mouth.
Wasn't it just not too long ago that some dude downtown decided he was going to stay on a billboard
until
there was
no
murders for a week?
Yes. And he had to give it up and come down.
I figured it was going to end ironically and someone was going to shoot him on the billboard.
I thought the same thing. See,
which I would have, I'm sorry, I would have laughed hysterically.
You and I have sick brains. You know that? And
no, we just know the city.
That's why we're such good friends.
That's why we know St. Louis.
Ultimately, it was an insurance reason why they wouldn't allow
100%.
It. 100%.
You know. So I brought my husband in here because I know he's been watching this a little bit more than I have. And I know Haas has been, you know, because I go back and forth of like, are we going to talk about politics? Aren't we going to talk about, because I don't care to talk talk about politics. I don't care to tell anybody who I'm voting for.
I think the trick is if you're going to talk politics, you can't talk seriously about politics.
No, but I mean, I'm starting to really think that Trump might actually end up being our president, and then
he's going to win the Republican nomination.
Well,
unless he just finds a way between now and the end of next month to firmly step on his dick. He's going to win the nomination.
Well, so I missed a lot of it, but Haas sent me this exclusive video from the Republican debate the other night.
Yes,
so
this is actually live audio from the last debate between Cruz,
Trump,
and then what was his name?
Marco Rubio.
Well, Wolf Blitzer was Wolf Blitzer was the moderator.
I have not heard this yet, but we'll take a listen together.
You're it. You're it. You're at Quincy's. Any Quincy's. You're at Quincy's. No, any Quincy's. No Starcy's.
You can't do that.
Can do.
Cannot.
Stamp it.
Can't do. Double stamp it. No erases.
Cannot.
Triple stamp it. No erases. Tell
Blue, make it true.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp. You can't triple stamp a double stamp, Lloyd. You can't triple stamp a double stamp. Lloyd. You
guys. Enough.
Yeah. If anyone saw the debate, you know exactly the part that I'm talking about where it boiled down into that scene from Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, my husband follows us a little bit more than I do. I've always definitely, leaned a little bit conservative. But, I mean, I voted for Obama the first time, so I'm not. I think I'm just one of those people in my 30s who's a little bit in the middle and doesn't really like either party a whole lot.
You know, I'll be very open. I was raised in an extraordinarily conservative house. Mm-hmm. My parents are dyed-in-the-wool red state Republicans.
Okay.
And I grew up very Republican, but the older I get, the more I realize that I don't really necessarily identify with either party. And to be honest, I think the parties nowadays are all one and the same. They're all fronts for career politicians who just want to get into an office and stay there in regards to Congress. And they're all bought and paid for.
I know people have talked about this for a long, long time, but why on earth don't we have a third party yet? Like, literally.
Well, we do. The problem is the third party is a uber, uber conservative, radical version of the Republican
Party. Is that the Tea Party?
That's the Tea Party.
No,
and they are, full on nuts.
Can we have, a common sense party?
Well, then you have people.
It depends on your point of view of common sense, and that is the problem.
Is that, are you going to talk about Bernie Sanders now?
No.
Well, Bernie Sanders is liberal.
But what I'm saying, libertarians, there is this concept of another party. It's just not. It's not.
Here's the problem. The reason why there's not a third party is it all goes to politics and lobbyists. The two-party system is there and stays there because there are so many lobbyists in Washington that funnel money to these people that aren't going to support anyone outside of the two-party system because they know by having that D or that R at the end of your name when it comes election time, you get people who will vote for you blindly, who don't even know who you are or what you stand for. They just know, well, I'm Republican, you're Republican, or I'm Democrat, you're Democrat, I'm voting for you.
But if we start now, then maybe in 50 years there will be a legitimate common sense party, because I think that if you boil down the issues, let's take gun control. You know, Democrats say, take away your guns. Republicans say, don't touch my guns. What if we say, keep your guns, but let's have some common sense standards here, okay?
Right. Your average person doesn't need a fully automatic gun with armor-piercing rounds.
Exactly. And then, with abortion, you've got Republicans saying no abortion, and you've got Democrats killing, you've got some people, I wouldn't just say Democrats, taking fully termed babies. Why don't we take a common sense party in the middle and say, okay, you can't take late term abortions. You can't, even though I wouldn't stand for that. I mean, I'm as pro-life as they come, but I would rather have somebody meet me in the middle than let full term abortions keep happening.
That being said, I've met a few people who are candidates for 72nd term abortions themselves.
Just remove the warning labels off everything and let nature take its course.
Oh, let Darwin do what Darwin does.
Yeah. Because everybody loves Bernie Sanders, right?
Everyone loves Bernie Sanders and everyone loves Trump. And there's two reasons for that. The reason why I think Trump initially got as much support as he did is he is not part of the political system.
No.
He's not taking money from anyone. He's not beholden to any group or corporation, and like it or not, he says whatever he wants to say because he can. And there's something, and I'm not gonna lie, there's something to me that's refreshing about someone who can do that.
Totally.
That said, he lacks the statesmanship and refinement, I think, that is needed to be a world leader.
And our first lady would be a skank.
Our first daughter would be hot as nails. Ivanka Trump, yes.
My thought on Donald Trump is this, is that it's not so much that I hate what's coming out of his mouth. Some of the things that come out of his mouth make a lot of sense. I just don't like that they're coming from him. I wish that they were coming from someone a little more not educated, but just
refined.
It's refreshing and confusing all at the same time.
It very much is. I like, in some regards, I like that Trump is approaching certain problems in this country from a business aspect.
Right.
But again, it all goes back to, you can't go to a debate and when someone challenges you on a topic, your response is, well, whatever, you're fat and ugly. And that has been a legitimate answer of Trump to someone. And you can't do that.
But that has made what has proven to be the most entertaining period of politics that our country has ever known.
We are full on entering idiocracy.
I agree. I'm not saying the players aren't idiots. I personally find a lot of the stuff that Trump says or how he says it to be completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
On the flip side, though, Ted Cruz, if he was standing in front of me, I'd punch him in the face. Because
Ted Cruz is awful.
He's awful.
He looks like a Saturday Night Live character of a politician.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's your stereotypical politician.
And his big thing to Trump has been, you're not a true conservative. You're not a true Republican.
Who cares?
That's kind of his
point. Yeah.
That's what he's basing his entire campaign on.
He came out and straight up said in the beginning, I'm here because I know if I win this nomination, I'll get people to vote for me just because I'm the Republican nominee. That's smart business.
Yeah, well, I think here's kind of my final thought on everything as we go into election season is that if it comes down to Trump and Hillary, Trump's going to be our president.
I don't know, man. And I
don't know anyone who likes Hillary.
I'll tell you what.
No, I don't.
The Democrats all really like her. If she wins the nomination over Sanders.
The old Democrats like Hillary.
Oh, yeah. But
the new generation likes Bernie.
But yeah, but if Hillary wins the nomination, I don't see all of Bernie's people flopping over to Trump.
Oh, absolutely not.
No. I think that Trump and Bernie, I think that'll be a fight to the finish.
I agree.
But I think if it's Trump and Hillary, I think Donald Trump is going to be our next president.
If Hillary Clinton doesn't win the presidency this year, I think she's going to start shooting people. I have never seen anyone in my life who has a sense of entitlement to the presidential office the way she does.
So
she feels like it's owed to her.
You guys, you don't have to answer this if you guys don't want to, because I don't think I will ever say who I vote for. I don't in the past, and I don't owe an explanation to anyone. I don't give a shit. You can kiss my ass. I'll vote for her. I will freaking write in Princess Consuela Banana Hammock if I want to.
Right.
Because that's my right. But can you, if you got in that box and saw Donald Trump's name, do you think that you could really?
It depends on who he's running against.
Absolutely. Here's the thing. I like a lot of what Bernie Sanders stands for.
Me too.
And he's got a long, long track record of really cool perspectives on things, especially as it pertains to like
Congress.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Look at his Congress history. So anyhow, but Hillary, I can't stand.
I won't vote for her.
If it's Trump and Hillary, sorry, I'm going Trump.
Yeah. But I do think
I'm voting for Trump and popping some popcorn.
And I'll say this: I love Celebrity Apprentice. Still do. I'm one of the only people in the world who will openly admit to watching that show.
Well, that is.
Which speaking of, Dennis Rodman gave Trump an endorsement this week.
Oh, and so did Chris Christie, and that was my guy. That's who I love.
No, that's big. Actually, that is way big. Because
was that a fat joke on Chris Christie?
It should have been. No, I'm not that smart. But no, like Rubio was going after Christie's endorsement, and Christie gave it to Trump. So there's all these little subplots. It's very like schoolyard.
It's
sort
like
of
watching WWE wrestling.
Oh, it really is.
It's amazing.
And now everyone wants to visual. Well, the KKK is endorsing Trump. Okay.
You know, the KKK.
Like he didn't politic for that endorsement.
No, no, no.
And they endorse like a Republican every 4 years.
Yeah.
And so
the Westboro Baptist Church endorses people too.
Right.
That doesn't mean that they're lobbying for that endorsement.
Well,
but I do want to say real quick,
okay,
back to your WWE thing.
Yep.
You need to go to RollingStone.com and read the cover story right now, which is all about Trump's campaign. It's actually very, very interesting. But they make, on the online version, they make this tremendous comparison between Donald Trump and legendary WWE wrestler Ravishing Rick Rude.
I've heard this, but I haven't seen it yet.
You have to see it side by side to understand Rick Rude's big thing, his gimmick, was to go out to the crowd
and insult them
call them a bunch of fat,
out of shape St. Louis sweat hogs, and the crowd would eat it up, and they'd go nuts. And Trump is basically doing the same thing, and it's awesome to watch this little video.
Have you seen the picture of Trump this week where someone photoshopped his mouth and put his mouth where his eyes are?
Yes,
so disturbing.
The pictures are side by side, and you can't tell the difference between the two pictures.
I know, that's hilarious.
Oh, there you have it. That is the most politics you are ever going to hear on the Kelly Mano Show.
Ever.
Until something else really exciting happens.
Until Kelly gets to run for, like, podcast homecoming queen.
We should just, like, make that.
Let's just campaign, like, in November. That'll be the thing.
That will be my billboard. Somebody get Bob back on the phone. All right, we'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show. Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Kelly Mano Radio Podcast, episode 33, rolling on. So, you know, a couple weeks ago when I went to that, it was a charity event, it was a mice race.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, and I started putting all the mice in my pocket and taking them home.
Like Noah?
Yeah, because I wanted to save them. Do you know what a pain in the ass those mice have been?
I can imagine.
Well, why didn't you tell me that?
Because it wouldn't have stopped you.
That's true. Okay. Well, so we're at the mice races, and I'm like, I'm just going to take some of these mice home because they were going to be fed to a snake. And so I bring home the three mice, and I put them in like a shoebox that night.
Right.
And I go to PetSmart the next day, and I bought an aquarium thing and some like shaving things and some food. It was like $35.
Okay.
I'm like, sweet. Take it home. Put the three mice in it. I'm like, this was so easy. Look at me, like, patting myself on the back. Turns out you can't keep male mice together.
Oh, they'll kill each other.
They tried to kill each other. So.
Is it a territorial thing, or?
Yes. So then I had to separate the mice, which meant I had to go back to PetSmart.
Buy two more aquariums.
Buy two more cages, two more water bottles, two more feed bowls, two more wheels, two more igloos, two more shaving bags.
That's how they get you.
An additional $66.
So now I've got three mice. Okay, my second trip, it was over $100.
Nice.
So I get home, and this has been a week now, and we've got the three mice all separated. Nobody's trying to kill each other. Everybody's happy.
Except for Libby, who's trying to kill her mouse through exhaustion.
So Libby Lou carries her mouse everywhere. Libby Lou is going to grow up and work with animals because she got her mama's bleeding heart. So I go in Libby Lou's room a couple days ago, and I look down, and Squeaky is dead. Squeaky has kicked the bucket.
Yeah.
He has passed on to the other mice world. So I've got about, 45 minutes for him to pick the kids up from school.
So Libby has no idea?
No.
Okay.
So I dispose of the mouse, and...
Flush it?
No. No! I wrapped him in, like, a Kleenex, and I put him in a McDonald's bag, and then I put that in another bag, and I put it in the trash. And so I fly to the pet store, and I buy a lookalike mouse, right? So there goes another $10. Okay. So we are now over like $200 on these mice, right?
In a week.
Yes. So I come home with the new mouse. New mouse is batshit crazy. The new mouse is an asshole.
Does Libby know that it's a new mouse?
Well, so she comes home and she sees the mouse and she's like, why does Squeaky's eyes look so big? And I said, he got out of his cage and he ate your Skittles. Because he had gotten out of his cage not too long ago, and we couldn't find the mouse. And we ran around the whole house. You know where we found him? In a Happy Meal bucket. He was on kitchen table in a Happy Meal bucket. And so since he'd done that before, I'm like, oh, that's why. Well, the thing is, the new mouse is an asshole, and he bites people. So she can't hardly play with him, and she keeps doing it. He's going to bite her. So then, fast forward like two nights ago, I go in to check on Rocky's mouse, Butt Munch. Or no, I don't remember what his name is. But I think it's Butt Munch. And he's got this growth on his back that popped.
What?
Yes. And it was like all pussy.
Oh.
And I put Neosporin on it. And I'm like, I'm not going to an emergency vet.
No.
So I had to take the mouse to the vet the next morning. $84, and my mouse is on mouse penicillin.
So what was wrong with the mouse?
They said it was just like an abscess that busted.
Is this the normal mouse thing?
I guess, because they told me to keep putting Neosporin on it, and I'm trying to give him penicillin. Do you know how hard it is to give penicillin to a mouse?
I could imagine. Is it liquid?
Yes, it's like a little baby syringe, and I'm supposed to kind of like shove it in his mouth, and it doesn't work, and it just runs all over him. And I'm allergic to penicillin.
Oh, really?
Yes, and I think I'm allergic to the mice.
Oh.
So, yeah, next time I'm at a trivia event and I try to steal mice.
Remind you?
You know what I was thinking? The kids' school has a mouse race coming up in a couple weeks.
Why don't you donate them?
Well, I was gonna switch out the asshole mouse for one of their good ones.
Haas had the right idea. No, Kelly, you're not taking it far enough.
Oh.
You just said you're allergic to penicillin, you're allergic to the mice possibly,
yes.
But you want to switch out a mouse for another mouse.
Oh,
no,
my goodness.
No.
Okay.
No, donation time.
Donation. Do you think they'd notice if I just threw 3 mice in there?
Well, you could let them know you want
but
to donate.
But then the mice go get fed to a snake and then...
No, they don't. They go live on a farm with other mice.
Damn it.
Right.
God. I don't have time for this. I have a surgery to prepare for. So we've kind of like glossed over this a couple times, but I'm like legit having surgery in like 4 days.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to tape a show that night. And I just found out that my surgery is like an afternoon surgery.
Sweet.
So we have to decide what we're going to do, because I don't think that the Kelly Mano listeners will be happy if there's not a show next week.
There'll be a show next week.
There will be a show.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So
I have to bring a tape recorder and microphones to a hospital and record with you doped up, will be a show.
You know
week.
What? You should come with Jimmy to my pre-op and do a Facebook Live commentary thing.
All right.
Because
when's
my
that?
Well, so first of all, my doctor's the bomb. His name is Dr. Rick Lehman. He works with the Blues, the Cardinals, the Rams.
Cool.
He's got pictures of him and Lil Wayne and like him and Nicki Minaj.
Him and Weezy?
Yes.
Like, I used to work with Weezy.
Everybody knows him. And so he knows about the Facebook Live thing because he saw our dinosaurs.
Nice.
And I told him that when I had a breast reduction years ago, we did it live on the air. And I think he's going to let us Facebook Live most of the pre-op and post-op. And I wouldn't be shocked if he lets one of you guys pop in for a selfie.
That'd be awesome.
So
I'll let Jimmy do that.
I think that the plan is. So how about next week? I will be coming off. Like I'm not just going to be on like the medicine, because I only take the big medicine for like 2 days and
right.
then I'm okay. I'll literally still have anesthesia in my system.
Sweet.
So what if we...
I've been there.
What if we just do the show? The show will air next... Well, we'll do it Monday afternoon, Monday
okay.
evening. What if, Haas, you just kind of run the show? It's like the Haas show, and I'm your co-host.
Sure.
Now, are you going to like...
We got it. Don't worry about it.
No, I don't want you to assume that it's going to be funny, because I might be totally normal.
You could be.
Right. I yeah. might be completely, like, coherent and want to talk about Justin Bieber... Or I might be...
You might be whacked out of your brain and want to talk about Justin Bieber. You don't know.
You might think that you're Batman or something.
Yes. That's only when I'm on Ambien. So the next time you guys hear from me, I will be post-op. Unless I die in surgery.
That sounds completely different than the way you intended it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What is... Oh. Did I miss a joke?
No, no.
Okay. Will you make sure that everybody takes good care of me? I haven't had like a surgery like this in a long time.
Yeah, you'll be good.
It's my right hand.
Are you a righty?
Yes.
That's going to suck.
How am I going to wipe my butt?
How are you going to do anything?
How am I going to do my makeup?
For
I'm
going to
be
though.
Driving in like 5 days. I'm just going to do a gangster with my left hand.
Gangster lean?
Yep. Oh,
nice.
My God. Okay, next time you guys hear from me, it'll be the Haas show.
It's true.
It'll be the Haas show. I'll be there. In what capacity? We don't know. As always, if you like the show, share the show. We love you for listening. If you have anything you want to send to the show, our email is heykelly@kellymano.com. We love you guys. Be good, have fun, stay sassy, classy, and a bit smartassy. See ya!
Yeah!
Thank you very much.